The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Thank you for joining us today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today, my guest is your superintendent, Dr. Andrew Jackson. Our podcast comes to you on our nationwide media network. We operate with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand media programming for over 3,300 small communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for school districts anywhere in the country. However, this edition is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Andrew, welcome back to another Super Chat.
Hello, Gary. It's great to be back with you.
I always enjoy our conversations, and I certainly hope that stakeholders appreciate the open and fair exchange that we always seem to have each and every month. Well, you know, as most stakeholders know, part of operating a good school corporation generally involves creating a collective bargaining agreement. What is the current timeline and process involved in these negotiations? Where do things stand?
Great question. I'm happy to provide some information to our listeners regarding how this process works. So currently, only our teachers are part of the collective bargaining agreement. So every 2 years, we negotiate with them. And per state law, we can have a 1 or 2 year agreement. That's a recent change, probably about 8 or 9 years ago, they made that change. And basically, the state provides a 2 year budget. And so the state has then said schools, because that's the 50% of the state budget is school funding, schools can also only have a collective bargaining agreement through that biennium budget. So you can do one and do it twice, or you can do a 2 year. I have done a 2 year collective bargaining agreement ever since I've been here. This is coming up on my 9th year. So this will be my 5th collective bargaining agreement. And we've done a 2 year collective bargaining agreement each time. So first, the state has set some parameters around the collective bargaining agreement. Specifically, you can only negotiate salary and benefits. You can't negotiate other things that used to be in contracts about the length of day, the amount of prep time, things like that. Now you can only negotiate salary and benefits. And for the most part, benefits is retirement benefits and health insurance benefits. It's a big chunk. So they've also put stipulations on the timeline of it, which is different as well, which has probably been on the books for about 10 years. We are not allowed to begin negotiations until September 15th. You can have some informal meetings to talk about negotiations, but you cannot begin formal negotiations until September 15th. That was due to the fact that that is when what we call count day at the state level, which is when you submit your enrollment numbers to the state for funding. That date has actually changed to October 1st, but they didn't change the negotiation law. So the negotiation law stated September 15th. Before you can begin those negotiations on September 15th, you also have to have a hearing. So we had a hearing in early September before our regular September board meeting, and you just basically have to state what you're going to negotiate, which is salary and benefits, and then open it up to public comments. There was actually no one from the public at the meeting, and so there was no public comments. So then you go through the process of negotiating. And then what happens once you reach a tentative agreement, several things have to happen. One, the association who represents the teachers has to ratify it, which they've done. Then we must post it on the website, which we've done. And then we have to have a hearing on the tentative agreement, which we are going to have at our regular board meeting on November 9th. And then we have to wait at least 72 calendar hours or 48 business hours to ratify, which we're going to ratify the following Tuesday at a special meeting on November 14th. So that's kind of the process and kind of how it works behind the scenes. So there's quite a bit more work than there used to be It's much more transparent than it used to be as well, you know, by posting it out on the website, which is out on our website. It says certified contracts, and there you can see one of the links is the tentative agreement. So now to the meat of the agreement, I'm very happy to announce that we have an outstanding tentative agreement for our teachers. All in, the board has is investing almost $2.5 million into our teacher compensation, an increase of $2.5 million over the next 2 years. Teachers will receive a $3,000 raise, assuming they are rated effective or highly effective for this school year and next school year. We will continue to be the highest paid school corporation in Southeastern Indiana, where our starting pay will be $47,000 this school year and $49,000 next school year. We're hoping to get to $50,000, but we just couldn't do it on this one. So we will certainly get there on the next collective bargaining agreement. That alone on those raises is an investment of about $1.4 million that the board is contributing towards salary increases over the next 2 years. In addition, they increase the amount that they will pay towards insurance by 2% each year. And then they're also going to continue the health savings account contributions for our employees. So our employees are able to pick from one of two health high deductible health plans, which includes a health savings account. Did that years ago to help control some costs. And then the board also deposits half of that deductible if they choose a $3,000 end of single. They receive $1,500 in a health savings account. If they choose a $6,000 family, they will receive $3,000. So that will continue as well for the next 2 years. And then we made a few changes to our extracurricular schedule where there's a 5% increase, and we added a few clubs, the Echo Club and the Engineering Robotics Club at the high school. We added a middle school tennis coaching stipend. We are hoping to add a middle school tennis team in the future. We are still exploring that, but we went ahead and put it in the contract so that if we do have a middle school program next year or the following year, we'll already have to establish what that amount will be as well. So as I said, all in for everything, the insurance increases, the health savings account contributions, and the salary increases, it's just under $2.5 million over the 2 years. So, and we discussed this in negotiations that the board is very serious about our strategic plan, and we're focused on it, and that's where our money went towards, is to continue to be the highest paid in Southeastern Indiana.
So the proposed contract is actually out on the website at this time.
It is. If our listeners will go to our website at summondearborn.k12.in.us, there's a menu that says board. You hover over that and you'll see an item that says, you can click on a menu item that says certified contracts. And that actually has the current contract with our teachers and has every administrator contract as well, which is required by law. And then one of those options at the top is the tentative agreement. And you can click on that, and anybody that wants more information about what we pay our teachers and our salary and our benefits and everything else, they're welcome to take a look at that. The board will have a hearing on November 9th. Will not act on it, just have a hearing and take public comments, and then they will ratify it on November 14th.
Mm-hmm. So if everything goes smoothly and well, and as you're hoping and planning, by mid-November, you will have a new collective bargaining agreement.
Correct. And actually, by law, we have to have it finished by November 15th. If you don't have it finished by November 15th, you have to declare what's called impasse. And then the state assigns a mediator to you to come down and listen to both sides and try to get to a resolution. And if that doesn't happen, then it goes to what's called fact-finding. And there's a group called the Indiana Education Employment Relations Board. We refer to it as ERB. And there's a board up there that you go and each side presents, and then they make a decision which side wins and which contract, and which no one wants to do that. No one wants a group of people deciding what your contract's going to be that are not invested in this community. So you try to get resolved prior to November 15th, and we will do that.
Yeah. Well, as you're explaining that, I'm thinking no one would do that. Surely not.
Yeah, it happens every once in a while, not very often. There's maybe one or two a year, but out of 290 school corporations, but rare. It's very rare.
Yeah. Well, I wish all the parties an agreeable outcome as you complete this collective bargaining process. I wanted to change gears on you a little bit. Are you able to provide our listeners oh, I don't know, an update on the very latest status of phase two of the building project? Where do things stand currently?
Absolutely, Gary. And just to remind our listeners, phase one came in under budget. We will be executing a change order reduction. It'll be over $200,000. Right now, it's looking like around $220,000 reduction that the board will be executing at the December board meeting. We're finishing up the final punch list items and pretty much wrapping that one up. So this has been going on a long time. So back in 18-19 school year, we did a feasibility study. And part of that said, there's some mechanical issues you're going to have to address in 5 to 10 years. So we intentionally said, okay, we'll address those in 5 to 10 years. We're going to do this first. We're going to finance this in a way that we can add a second phase onto this without increasing the property tax rate that our listeners pay and our homeowners pay. So for phase two, the board hired Lancer, the architects, to come in and do another assessment. So Lancer Associates was here last school year from January through about June, looking at mostly our mechanical systems, but also other items that came up in the last building project that we want to consider. We also had another group that specializes in mechanicals called MCOR, which looked at our systems as well. And both MCOR and Lancer provided a presentation to the board with some list of items that they need to consider. MCOR presented at the September board meeting. Lancer Associates presented at the October 5th meeting. The board has met two times in a work session to consider the recommendations and the costs associated with it. In addition to Lancer Associates, we also hired Maxwell as a construction manager piece of it, and part of their duty was to go back and scrub the list and look at cost to verify the cost. And there was some differences between Lancer and Maxwell on cost. Maxwell felt like some of the mechanical items should have been a little bit higher. So we're moving forward with the assumption they will be the higher number. And then some of the more architectural items in the list would be a little, the actual total was just about identical, honestly, but it was kind of a wash between those two. So the board met twice in a work session on both October 16th and October 26th. To whittle down the list, some items were removed. We prioritized what we're going to look at. So right now, as it stands, we have about $15 million in mechanical systems that we're going to replace. And these are all items that are end of life and need to be replaced. The bulk of that $15 million is actually $14.6 million. $9.2 million is at the high school. And we're going to go through, and we have five boilers here. Two of them are newer, three of them are older. The three boilers will be replaced. The entire high school is cooled, and air is ventilated through these rooftop units. In fact, there's almost 35 rooftop units that are almost all end of life, and they're all approaching 20 years of age. They were installed back in 2006, and then according to this plan, they'd be ordered in 2024 and replaced in 2025. So they'd all be about 19 years old when they get replaced, some of them in 2026. So that is $9.2 million of the $14.6 million is the high school mechanical systems that we need to replace. And that includes, you know, different things like some of the VAV boxes that need to be replaced and things like that. At Bright, there is a chiller that needs to be replaced at Bright. At North Dearborn, there are two boilers that need to be replaced, and at Summit, there's also a couple of rooftop units and some boilers as well. So at the end of this second phase of this project, nearly all of our mechanical systems will be good for the next, you know, 18 to 20 years, with a few exceptions of some items out there that might need to be replaced in like another 8 to 10 years. But for the most part, it's going to take care of all of our mechanical systems. The second is some site items that what we consider site or envelope type things, where we have some windows at Bright that need to be replaced. There is part of the roof at Bright that did not get replaced in this part. The rest of the schools, the high school, Summon, and North Dearborn all have new roofs. At Bright, we just did the peak, the shingled part of it, but there's a few flat areas of that roof that need to be replaced. Again, this was, you know, 5 years ago when we looked at it knowing this was coming. So that's in there. We want to redo some sidewalks and asphalt as well that needs to be done. And then there's some, the front of the high school, we're hoping to reconfigure that circle drive. It's just not sufficient anymore. One thing which changed is, Gary, is that less students ride the bus at the high school, which is causing more traffic for drop off and pickup. So we feel like we can provide a better space and a safer space for that. We've also noticed that students don't get their license as early as they used to. When I was a student, as soon as I was 16 and 3 months, I went that day to get my license. That's not happening as much anymore, so we are having more students be dropped off by their parents. So we've noticed a change in that, and I'm sure some of our listeners have noticed that as well, so we're trying to get that configured as well. So there's about $9.5 million in various site items and things like that. And then we want what we're looking at is some facility upgrades as well. We've done a lot of facility upgrades, but we have a few more that we'd like to look at. The big piece of this one is the Performing Arts Center. That is approaching 20 years old, and we need to look at the curtains, the rigging, the house lights, the seating, the finishes, et cetera, that need to be considered for replacement. You know, that item is in the $2.5 million range, so we're looking at overall about $5 million in various facility upgrades. And then finally, the board is going to consider some alternates. We think we can do some additional improvements at our campus here at the high school, middle school. We added a middle school golf team, and it's difficult to get them back and forth to practice. So we're looking at building a small kind of golf practice area with a small green and maybe some like what would look like a batting cage, but it'll be for a driving cage and those types and some approach and things like that. We're looking at our soccer field as well to provide turf for that soccer field. Also, and some other items, potentially adding a few more tennis courts if we add a middle school tennis team. So those type of campus upgrades. We're also looking at updating our high school library into more of a student lounge space where students like to come in early and stay late and have a place to talk and study, hang out, and then also potentially our cafeteria area as well. Looking at maybe reconfiguring the serving space there that's similar to more of a food court kind of option that we have at school where they come in and they kind of go to their station. The high school, the stations, they have to pick which station to go to. So we're looking at changing that as well. Those are all alternates, and that will depend on whether or not, you know, the bidding comes in, et cetera. So ultimately then, for our listeners, we'll have two meetings, which I mentioned before, the 9th and the 14th, that we're using those two meetings for our CBA. We're also using that for the various hearings we'll have. All this will be presented to the board on November 9th in an official format with a financing option. And then again on the 14th to approve everything. And again, I can't stress enough that this has been in the works for quite some time. And part of phase one was knowing phase two would happen. And so the board has been very cognizant of our tax rate. And in fact, as I've said before, our tax rate is one of the lowest it's been. I think the second lowest in the history of the school corporation. So as assessed value goes up, as people's property go up, they pay a little bit more in property tax, but the rate stays stable. So that's how it's designed to work. As things cost more, as we do improvements, we get a little bit more money, but we stabilize that rate so that we're not having this fluctuation up and down like we used to have. So that'll all happen. And then in January, we'll start with doing our drawings with the idea that we will bid it out late summer. And we're doing this so early because the mechanical systems, Gary, are almost 40 weeks out now. So they're nearly 9-10 months out. So we're hoping to order it in August, September for install in next the following summer, particularly here at the high school, which would be the summer of 25.
Hmm. Wow. That is quite a summarization. Well, Andrew, I got to say, first of all, before I close, I did want to say I can't believe that it's been 9 years that you have been a part of the Summit Dearborn system. It's just, where did that go?
Yeah, so this is my 9th. So, yeah, I came on July 1 of 2015. So, yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, this has been another candid conversation concerning some very important information for your stakeholders. I want to thank you for joining me once again and sharing all this here on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
So I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and we are happy that you have opted in to listen today and plan to join us here monthly, year-round. So until our next show, this has been Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman-Dearborn Community Schools.